Now, when you get married, you set out to live happily ever after, right? But not all marriages last. Because of death or divorce, some people end up on their own, never expecting to find love again. But in Western New York, we met a couple that found out if you take a chance, love can be even sweeter the second or third time around.
Well, I was married for 10 years, had 3 children. We divorced very young. And then I remarried, and I married a wonderful man, and he developed lung cancer and died at 50 years old.
Sandy Daly figured she was too old to start again.
I just got tired of kissing the frogs. I just wanted to enjoy my life.
Jim Kuna was afraid of getting attached.
Going through a divorce was very difficult. I made plenty of mistakes in my life, and I just didn't want to hurt anybody anymore.
Neither was looking for love. Neither thought they'd find it.
I was not ready to put myself back out there again to get hurt or be disappointed.
But a friend from work, Pat Stevens, thought they'd make the perfect match.
One day we were talking and she said, you know, it's a lonely life out there. And I said, oh my God, Jim Kuna. Jim Kuna. It just came into my head. I don't know why. So I started on Jim.
Pat kept approaching me and telling me there was a young lady that I needed to meet. And I kept telling Pat I wasn't interested.
Come on, Jim. Let's just go to lunch. I just want you to meet her. I must have done it daily. Till finally he did. He said, he emailed me and he said, okay, lunch.
I said, fine, let's just meet. I won't like him. It'll be all over and we can go on with our lives and I can be happy. And he walked in the door and I went, wow, is that him? And it was pretty much one of those old-fashioned love-at-first-sight things.
Going back to the movie Jerry Maguire, I can say Sandy really completes me. And I think that we both had each other at hello.
The first time I kissed Jim and the first time he hugged me, he turned from that frog into the Prince Charming that I'd always hoped for.
Maybe I'm the frog that really knows how to kiss.
They had a commitment ceremony, and a year later, Jim said he wanted to renew it. But he had planned much more than that. He proposed.
That's a reception one.
Sandy and Jim will be married next month. They say they owe it all to fate and to their friend Pat.
Pat knew something. I don't know what she knew or how she knew it, but she definitely did.
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Like most newlyweds, they've got big plans for their future together.
You know, when you first meet and you start talking about what you want to do when you grow up, well, the conversation with us was, what are you going to do when you retire?
They're selling Sandy's house, packing the trailer, and hitting the road.
We don't want to have any big worries in our life and just take life as it comes. Do everything we can and love each other for the remainder of our relationship together.
Sandy made Jim, and remember his last name is Kuna, a sign for the trailer. It says, Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata in Swahili means no worries, no troubles, and that's going to be our life.
Sometimes you find love when you least expect it.
I don't think we anticipated finding the love that we have for each other, and it's been wonderful. And I know it's just going to get better as life goes along.
And Sandy and Jim's wedding reception is going to be an old-fashioned barbecue at their favorite camping site. And yes, their friend Pat will be an honored guest.
Gosh, I hope so.
So we've been talking about this, things, secrets to a successful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And
so I want to know, you've been married how long to Andrea?
Years,
okay, that's a big benchmark. And yes, where's the wood? Don't knock on glass. Go under here.
Okay
now what's your secret, Harry?
Here's the one thing that I would say. Right,
mm-hmm.
Is assume nothing. Never assume anything. Never assume, oh, I thought you were going to take the casserole out of the oven. Right? Never assume, oh, I thought you were going to pick up the kids from school.
Don't make assumptions.
Don't assume
mm-hmm.
somebody else was going to order the flowers for your mother for Mother's Day. Right?
This all sounds very familiar.
Well,
yeah. I've even had a friend tell me not to make, that I was making assumptions. I think it's something that we all do in relationships
right.
that maybe we don't realize. Like
yeah.
this morning, for instance,
uh-huh.
you, my TV husband, were reading the
Wall Street Journal,
and I thought this was a
morning.
Very interesting article,
right.
and I started flipping through the Wall Street Journal, and you said,
don't assume.
That you
I was done.
Don't assume anything.